Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 28. I'd like a relatively quick turnaround on this one. It's Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D, Moore, M-O-O-R-E. Lloyd Moore is a 48-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 3-22-21. But at that time, he was lifting patients as part of his routine job tasks, period. He felt a pop in his left knee when placing the patient and stretcher onto an ambulance. Appeared he did not sustain any direct trauma to the knee or twist it. Appeared he believes he injured his left knee and lower back and did go to virtual emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he states he did undergo injections on his back but no surgery on the back or knee. Period. New paragraph. He denies any issues with his left knee or back before this event. Period. He did volunteer. He injured the right knee in the same fashion as the left. Period. He underwent surgery on that well before this incident. Period. He denies being involved in any motor vehicle accidents or other work-related injuries. Period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Moore alleged he was moving a patient and injured his lower back and left knee on 3-22-21. Per treatment records show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer, Dr. Dwyer's physician assistant, on 3-30-21. Mr. Moore reported his pain began on 3-22-21 when he was lifting an obese patient. Period. He felt the burning pain in his right lower back and shooting pain in his left knee. Period. He had been employed by the insurance since August 2020 as a EMT. Period. He admitted to previous left knee injury involving a torn meniscus, as well as previous work-related injury and motor vehicle accident. Period. Upon physical exam, he had 5/5 strength in both lower extremities. Period. He had point tenderness in the right lumbar paraspinal musculature with spasm. Period. There were healed portal scars about the left knee with a 1+ effusion. Period. Motion was from 0 to 80 degrees. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for laxity. Period. Dr. Dwyer diagnosed lumbar pain, comma, pain of the left knee, comma, lumbar sprain, comma, complex tear of the left medial meniscus, comma, and arthritis of the left knee. Period. They discussed treatment options, and a corticosteroid injection was administered to the knee. Period. He was also placed in a knee immobilizer. Period. The petitioner followed up on 4/14/21. Reporting 50% relief. Period. He had undergone an MRI of the left knee. Period. Dr. Dwyer reviewed these results and diagnosed medial meniscal tear with no arthritic disease. Period. At that juncture, he was restricted to a desk job relative to his knee. Period. On 6/21/21, Dr. Dwyer's quick note indicated he could return to work with no restrictions. Period. There was no progress note associated with his form. impaired he was referred to Dr. Shah for his back. Peritoneal paragraph, MRI of the left knee was done on 4-2-21 to be inserted here. Period on 5-6-21. Dr. Dwyer performed a surgery to be inserted here. Peritoneal paragraph, on 8-30-21, Dr. Ponzio performed a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He provided a lengthy history of present illness and review of records. Period. At that juncture, his knee pain had improved, but his symptoms were not resolved. He claimed attending physical therapy after his knee surgery, and this also addressed his lower back. Period. That also improved his lower back. Period. He noted results of a lumbar MRI on 7-12-21 to be inserted as marked from his report. He also ascertained a history of knee arthroscopy 10 years earlier. Period. He also used Motrin to treat his back symptoms prior to this injury. Period. The left knee arthroscopy 10 years ago was for a meniscal tear, after which he claimed he was symptom-free. Period. He also admitted to a prior motor vehicle accident, but denied any prior low back injury. Period. He denied any recreational or domestic injuries. Period. In paragraph, Dr. Ponzio then offered numerous diagnostic impressions that will be inserted as marked. He opined Mr. Moore's low back pain was not related to the work incident of 2021. Period. Given the degenerative changes in the lumbar spine, his prognosis is poor and would be expected to have recurrent symptoms and limited functional activity. Period. He also had pre-existing mucoid degeneration of the left knee medial meniscus, arthritic changes to the lateral compartment of the left knee, and a history of a prior medial meniscal surgery. Period. The lumbar MRI showed pre-existing diffuse degenerative pathology. Period. It did not show any changes related to the 2021 work-related incident. Period. According to the documents provided, he had also claimed an injury to his lower back on 4-9-11. Period. Mr. Moore made no mention of that issue before, despite direct questioning regarding prior symptoms. Period. Dr. Ponzio concluded he reached maximum medical improvement relative to the lumbar spine. Period. He did not have functional impairment or limited capacity related to the 2021 incident. Period. He was unable to identify an ongoing related medical condition to the lumbar spine that would prevent Mr. Moore from returning to work. Period. He also concluded the condition of the left knee relative to the 3-23-21 work-related incident is not expected to cause an acceleration in the degenerative process. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show the petitioner was seen by Dr. Snyder, SNYDER, on 4-21-11. Period. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident on 4-9-11. After which he experienced neck and lower back pain. Period. He needed to be cleared to go back to work. Period. He related already undergoing an MRI of an unspecified body part that showed healing, swelling, but no fracture. Period. He was simply diagnosed with back and neck injury for which he was prescribed medication. Period. He returned to Dr. Snyder on 11-19-12 after being involved in another motor vehicle accident on Sunday. Period. He'd been seen at University Hospital in Newark where x-rays were done. Period. Per the patient, they were normal. Period. Complained of right hand swelling, pain radiating up his armor to the chest, limited range of motion, and left hip pain. Period. Dr. Snyder diagnosed his contusion and started him on Mobic and Ativan as well as Percocet. Period. On 11-30-12, Mr. Moore needed clearance to return to work. Period. He had been involved in a motor vehicle accident on 11-18-12. Pretty was taking Mobic and now feels better. Pretty requested clearance to return to work. Pretty, his listed diagnoses were cervicalgia, for which he was cleared to return to work. Pretty, new paragraph. On 3-16-15, Dr. Snyder re-examined Mr. Moore for vomiting and diarrhea. Period. On 9-24-15, he was seen for physical to participate in police training camp. Period. He underwent laboratory studies and a general physical examination. Period. There was normal range of motion of the back. Period. He had full strength in all four extremities. Period. He was referred for laboratory studies and was to follow up in 1 year. Period. On 2/26/18, he did see Dr. Snyder again, complaining of chest pain that had been present for the past couple of months. Period. He was referred to a cardiologist. Period. And follow up on 6/5/19. He was seen for clearance to return to work. Period. He described spraining his ankle 5 days ago, after which x-rays were negative. Period. He was evaluated and deemed unable to work or drive. Period. He was going to return in 1 week. Period. Mr. Moore saw Dr. Snyder again on 6/14/19. Stating his ankle injury 1 week ago is not much improved. Pretty is anxious to return to work as an ambulance driver and was requesting an MRI or orthopedic consultation. Period. He was continuing on ibuprofen. Period. The diagnosis was sprain of the anterior talofibular ligament of the right ankle, which he was referred to Dr. Lin, L-I-N, with an appointment that day. Period. On 6/21/19, he reported his ankle was much improved and he was anxious to return to work. Period. He did have an MRI and an orthopedic consultation. Period. Past surgical history was remarkable for knee cartilage surgery. Period. He was referred again to Dr. Lin for management. Period. His leave from work was extended 1 more week. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. He wore thermal underwear that he wanted to remain in. Period. He rolled these up, limiting circumferential measurement of the quadriceps. Period. There were healed portal scars about both knees, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He was tender at the left prepatellar area, but there was none on the right. Period. Motion of the left knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Knee maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions. On 3/22/21, Lloyd Moore was performing his usual job tasks. Period. While maneuvering a patient on a stretcher into an ambulance, he claims he had a pop in his left knee. Period. He was seen by Dr. Dwyer's office more than a week later. Period. He had a left knee MRI on 4/2/21 to be inserted. period, he did not fully respond to corticosteroid injection at the knee. Period on 5/6/21, he underwent surgery on the knee to be inserted here. Period, he followed up postoperatively with Dr. Dwyer through 6/21/21. Period, at that juncture, he cleared Mr. Morty, returned to work. Period, he was also seen by another orthopedist named Dr. Ponzio on 8/30/21. Period. New paragraph. Contrary to the petitioner's denials, the documentation demonstrates he, in fact, did have previous orthopedic problems to many body areas, including the low back and left knee. Period. He describes having undergone prior surgery only on the right knee. Period. Insert the usual. The current examination found full range of motion of both knees with crepitus on the left. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. Physical exam of the lumbar spine was unrevealing. Period. New paragraph. This case represents a 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. Mr. Moore does have the expected multi-level degenerative changes consistent with his age. Period. Relative to the left knee, there is 10% permanent partial disability. Period. Of this assessment, 7.5% is attributable to his prior knee injury and surgery for a meniscal tear. Period. This is the same anatomic structure for which he underwent surgery after the subject event. Period. And please remember to try to give us quick turnaround on this report. Thank you.